First, this week marks William Shakespeare's 450th birthday. That got us thinking about Richard III, Iago, and other famous villains from Shakespeare and beyond.
In today's Share Something segment, you're our guest. You can call in and share your favorite fictional villains from books, TV, film, what have you, Shakespearean, and of course otherwise. You can call now and get your vote in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And you can tell us what makes a memorable or appealing or frightening villain or villainess, and why villains can be such engaging characters. Again, 800-642-1234. And Veronica, we picked to kick things off here one of our favorite actors.
Ian McKellen,
and in one of the Shakespearean villain roles. We've got him and in the movie version of Richard III, the opening speech here.
Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this son of York. And all the clouds that lowered upon our house in the deep bosom of the ocean buried. Now are our brows bound with victorious wreaths. Our bruised arms hung up for monuments, our stern alarums changed to merry meetings, our dreadful marches to delightful measures.
Oh, he seems like such a pleasant fella. He's not going on any kind of politically motivated killing spree, is he?
You kind of want to hang out with him.
Yeah. Until the bad things
right.
happen. Well, now, how about you? We want you to share your favorite villains or villains you love to hate from books, movies, TV, literature. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
And we'll go to our first caller. Patrick is with us from Brule. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how you doing today?
Okay.
Excellent. Hey, well, I was waiting for your last segment, but I'm a huge villain fan of comic books, and I'm always for the underdog and the villain because he always gets defeated. But I love Dr. Doom, but, you know, on a broader spectrum, you know, because it's not just about comic books, is how can we bridge or expose the new generation of kids to the villains of past? In a way that, you know, the kids can, try to reincorporate the old villains to the modern day times.
Oh, that's interesting. I love it. Well, that's kind of what Richard III was doing, taking Shakespeare and putting it in a different setting. Dr. Doom, enemy of Fantastic Four in the Marvel comic strips, a good one. The reclusive scientist turned into a diabolical supervillain. Thanks a lot for getting us started, Patrick. And, yeah, throwing comics into the conversation, too.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for that. And we go next to Dan, who is joining us in Menominee. Hi, Dan.
Well, hi there. So I kind of hate to keep going with the comic book theme, but
go
I'm
going
to go with Lex Luthor. Well, thank you. I think that Lex Luthor is actually a villain that you can identify with.
How so?
I know he fights against this symbol of truth, justice in the American way, but we forget that Superman is an American. He's not even human. He's an alien that is imposing his views on the human race, and Lex Luthor sees this as a problem. He thinks that it makes us weak. He thinks it stifles innovation. So I think Lex is actually fighting for humanity in a very real way.
So you sympathize with Lex. You think he's onto something.
You know, I really do. I really do. And not to spoil it for anybody, but in the newer comic books, Lex is actually a part of the Justice League.
Wow.
Like, he's a good guy now.
I have not seen that. That's a twist. Do you think it's important to be able to identify with them? Because sometimes you've got, like, Sauron from Lord of the Rings or, like, you know, Cthulhu from Lovecraft. They're just implacable, non-understandable evil.
Well, I, you know what? I do like that. And that really is wonderfully convenient. And I love the Cthulhu mythos, too. But I don't really see such a thing in real life as 100% evil and 100% good, which is where the evil characters that you can identify with really hit home, because you look at somebody, you know, maybe not Lex Luthor, maybe like a lesser villain, and you say, you know, a little a little bad luck and some bad decisions, and I could be a villain of a story.
Right. I'm with you, Dan. I like it when the villains are complex, when they're not just sort of monolithically bad and you'd expect nothing but evil to come from them. But I was, you know, telling Rob that I really like Loki from the films, like many 13-year-old girls. But I find him a really compelling character. And it's fun when the villain is interesting to watch and you see sort of good and evil at war within them, too. And it sounds like that's what you're saying about Lex.
Oh, absolutely. And Loki's a wonderful example. He wasn't necessarily evil in Norse mythology. He was just
a trickster.
That was his nature.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Dan, thanks a lot for the call. Brought a lot to the table there. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Your favorite villains of fiction, movies, TV, you name it. We've got Pat on the line in Madison with us now. Pat, hi.
Hi. My favorite villain is Kathy from the John Steinbeck novel, East of Eden. The reason I like her so much is because she just has, like, the most poetic story kind of from beginning to end. My most, like, haunting vision of that book is kind of this scene where over the course of, like, several months, this businessman falls in love with, like, a young version of Kathy. And basically she completely manipulates him and he goes broke and he's, like, stressing out all the time about whether or not she loves her, and, of course, she doesn't love anyone. Kind of one of the things about Kathy is she's incapable of love or almost most emotions, and she just, like, uses people for her whole life, and then by the end of her life, she is just, like, totally empty, kind of. She is, like, really rich, successful or whatever, but kind of she owns, like, a whorehouse and stuff, and she just feels completely empty, and at the end, she just, like, kills herself with, like, poison and kind of recite some words from Alice in Wonderland, like, really sadly, like, the human in her kind of realizing that living her life so evilly, like, just made her want to not live, and I thought that was just the ultimate villain.
Did you pity her at the end, Pat?
I think everybody pitied her at the end, yeah.
Sounds like a lot of pathos in that villain. I like that, too. There's the complexity in. Well, thanks a lot for that call, Pat. And Mark on Facebook has said, I don't know about favorite, but I nominate the judge from Cormac McCarthy's Blood Meridian as the most villainous.
I haven't read Blood Meridian. I can't comment on that.
I haven't either, but I've got a pretty good sense that Cormac McCarthy could write a pretty compelling villain.
And I like the point, I don't know about favorite. These aren't necessarily people we like, but maybe engaging would be a good way to put that.
Right, or love to hate. Mm-hmm. All right, well, speaking of love to hate, let's go to Scott, who's got a villain in mind. And Scott is in Madison. Hi there. You're on the air.
Well, yeah, so my favorite villain currently, I think, is Tywin Lannister from the series and book Game of Thrones, just because he's such a tragic hero almost at the same time. Like, he's definitely cast as a villain, however, he's definitely striving for his own family, and his own family almost hates him at the same time. Like, he definitely loved his wife, and he lost her, and he's turned into this hateful person, but he's still, like, a great ruler who works for his people and his house almost exclusively.
It seems like his whole family pretty much does hate him.
Yeah, but he has a backstory and a motivation for what he thinks justifies all the bad stuff he does.
Yeah, I mean, in the series, they even talk about his brother views him as, like, a absolutely righteous person. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's definitely, like, you know, proud, and he fights for things. But his brother, Sir Kevin, talks about how he kept the entire family together. He, like, saved his house from, like, destitution. It's a big word, but I think he's definitely an under-respected person for how actually good he is. We're just seeing the story mostly from the perspective of his enemies.
Scott, thanks a lot for the call. More people on the line. I'll just list. We've got nominations for Blue Duck from the novel Lonesome Dove, Lady Catherine from Pride and Prejudice, Vic from the TV show The Shield, Mike in Appleton says the Joker from Batman. You could still share yours on the Central Time Facebook page.
Who's your favorite, Rob?
Wow. Well, here, we're playing a song. Darth Vader is a standby. I'm an old Star Wars nerd from way back. Game of Thrones says a lot. When we've heard Loki from you, Veronica.
Yep, amen. I agree with all of yours, too, and I would add Cersei to that pile.
Oh, yeah.